There you go. What's worse than finding a... By the way, have you noticed the price of apples lately? I don't know if you guys eat apples.
I'm too busy
not.
Paying attention to tea in China.
No, I haven't. Are they quite a bit of pound?
Yeah, they really are, because I eat apples. I enjoy eating apples. And
yeah, do you eat the green ones?
No, I don't care for those very much. Mm-hmm. I pretty much just shop by price, though, okay? Because, I mean, they're apples, right?
Right. The vine doesn't know how much they're going to be charged, right?
I believe there's a breed or two or a
there
variety
are.
Of two that are far superior to some of the others.
There are some that do. There are a couple out there that kind of taste like a pear, which, you know, is pretty neat and all that.
It's hard to beat a good Gala apple.
But, yeah, and that's what I'm buying right now. But the reason is because they're the least expensive. I mean, I'm in there shopping yesterday. I mean, they got apples for $2.49 a pound.
That's pretty expensive.
I'm just going, you know, I don't care for that apple that much. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm buying apples based on price alone right now.
Wow.
But it just so happens that Gala, which is one of the ones I like, is not. But you remember when there just used to be, Tom? Well, now, Chase, of course, you can ring in on this, too, because you obviously were there at the Piggly Wiggly.
Uh-huh.
Were you ever doing stocking in produce, or they just let you do canned goods?
No.
They let you do that?
I was all about the produce.
Really? How many kinds of apples do they have back in, remember?
At the Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah.
Red and green.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We grew up with red, delicious apples. We thought that's all there was to it, right?
I think we had red delicious, we had golden delicious, and probably a few Granny Smith.
Yeah, and that's about it. Now, you know, you go in there and they got
a whole passel of them.
Yeah.
All sorts of kinds. But anyway.
Back in my day, we didn't need all these apples.
That's right.
Why do they call them delicious? Isn't that kind of bragging? Well, I mean, really? I mean, isn't that up for us to decide?
Well, why do they call that one variety of tomatoes beefsteak?
Yeah.
It tastes nothing like a steak.
I don't know what that's about. Well, the first time somebody cut this apple and took a chunk, boy, it's delicious. Hey, let's call it that. That'd be good.
Anyway. Which apple did you get? The red one?
Yeah.
But which one? It was the pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Half a worm.
Half a worm in the apple, yes. Yeah. Oh, is that a new joke, Scott?
I'm sorry. I know it's been a while since all of us have been in fourth grade. But I'm pretty sure we all remember
that. I heard that when I was four, I believe.
There's somebody out there who hadn't heard it.
Yeah, another four-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hello.
Hey, funny thing is red delicious apples are not really the most delicious apples.
No, you're right.
If anything, they're the most inconsistent.
So do you have a favorite apple?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite apple?
Yeah, the... Honeycrisp is really good, they're, you know, they weigh about a pound and a half a piece.
Well, that's just,
they're big.
That just sounds like a meal.
That's a meal. That's it. Just build something around it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Just bake it. Put a little cinnamon on it.
He made it sound like it was just too much of a commitment. You only weigh about a pound a piece. Sometimes I just can't muster the energy.
I don't know if I like apples that much.
I'd love one of those apples, but my gosh.
What's that
I'm
apple?
Not marrying it.
What is that apple called?
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp.
Sounds like cereal.
Good. Yeah, they are. They're good.
And you can buy them at your local...
You have
to order them on the internet. You have to be part of a super secret Apple club.
Okay. You got to drive to Houston for them, right?
And you have to sit on your porch in a rocking chair and wait for them to get delivered. Yeah.
Honey, the apples are here.
Really? The June apples made it.
And the phone book.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, have you ever tried a Fiji apple?
Yeah, Fijis are good, too. Yeah, you like those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
Hard as a rock and sweet.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, just like me.
Golly.
All right, so anyway, I brought gifts for you boys this morning.
Yeah, what is this about?
We'll do this in a second. Hello.
Hi, it's not the season for apples. You're actually eating the tail end of last season's apples.
Ew.
You're paying more.
Oh, Scott's eating the tail end of the apple. That's awful.
Well,
really?
The one I have in here tastes really good. I don't know how old. Okay, that's weird.
So are apples like oysters that don't have an R in them or something?
Yeah, I won't eat candied corn, but I'll eat apples. Is that it? Well, no, but they ship them from different parts of the world, too.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
You know, what she's speaking of is in U.S. America, the season's over. But, you know, if you don't mind eating an apple from Chile or something like that.
I would say most of those, like the Gala apples, are from Central America.
Yeah, they are. Yep. All right. So anyhow,
I have to compliment you on the wrapping job that you did.
Yeah, some real thought went into it.
You wasted a lot of staples. I'll put it to you that way.
But that's the idea. Is it needed to be a surprise?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, you know, I'll go put them in an envelope. Well, no, that's... that's company money being wasted. I'll just go get
the
a couple.
Staples aren't. I
well,
see.
But I'll get a piece of, excuse me, a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper and 10 staples. I mean.
Oh, I only got 7 staples.
But okay. All right.
So. Oh, you got 7. I got 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wrapped yours differently, yeah. Chase. Yeah. All right. So y'all can open these up. This is just a little gift from me to y'all.
Are you going to reuse this or can I just rip it open?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Is it like my mom's garment boxes? Yeah.
All right. So, Tom, what did you get there?
Oh, looky there. Yeah.
I got some Fugu mints.
I think they're Fugu.
Fugu. But,
well, I was trying to be careful, whatever it was.
Yeah, so it's some mints for you. And it's,
some Fugu mints. Are you trying to tell me something, Scott?
Not at all. It's just
need a little mint?
It was free, and so I, got that for you.
Oh, it was free. I'm glad you went all out. How about you, Chase? What did you get?
Stupendous anti-gravity mints. Thank you very much.
Now, you see, there seems to be a claim in the title of that product.
That's right. Not only stupendous, but anti-gravity.
So
what happens if I go anti-gravity, but I'm not stupendous?
We'll have to peel you off the ceiling if you go.
Why
were
gravity. They free? Did you shoplift them or what? I didn't really think
that possession of stolen property was worth it myself.
Right.
So I thought I'd pass it on to y'all. So
there's quite
it.
A few in here.
Well, good.
I love what
I
it says.
I'll
on
have
the,
a, dish, a delicious few.
On the back, the Unemployed Philosophers Guild.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
mints made in USA, 10 made in China. Do we need to know that?
I guess so.
Right.
So anyway, so there's little tins of mints for you this morning, and they were free, and so just thought I'd pass those on to you, just kind of a Monday because type gift.
So Scott went to a fancy wedding,
right? Yeah, where they gave out mints, novelty mints,
rose petals and these mints.
Yeah. Actually, no, Jackie went someplace and they had like a goodie bag,
swag.
Yeah, that's what it was, and so there you go.
And so she took out all the good stuff and gave us the mints.
Right, thank you for voting. Yep.